Universities are starting fall term this month, and most of the professors will not be full-time. Nationwide, more than half of professors are adjuncts, part-time workers who are paid on a per-class basis and get few or no benefits, while tenured faculty are practically employed for life. At Seattle University, Nancy Burkhalter has been an adjunct professor for 4 years. She told me adjuncts often cannot be on campus when the students are, and that those out-of-class interactions matter.
I love students, and I love seeing them on campus. I love finding out how they're doing. I like encouraging them and seeing how their classes are going after they leave mine. I mean, it's a community, and I feel very much ripped out of that community, and I don't think they understand it so much, what the hierarchy is at a university. They don't understand why I'm not there. Why am I not a full-time employee? What does that mean? But also then parents are affected by this because I'm sure that for the money that they spend, they expect people, teachers, to be up to the minute on everything. They expect them to be of the highest quality, teacher-wise and research-wise and everything in their field. But if somebody's running off to get another job, sometimes at two other institutions, they don't always have enough time to do the research that they need to do to stay on top of things. So I think that a lot of people get cheated in this kind of situation.
What do you think adjuncts should have that they don't currently have?
Job security would be great. Health insurance would be terrific. Some kind of support from the department so we can go to conferences and not just go, but then also present, because when you go to conferences, you don't usually get reimbursed. So that's an important thing to keep up with what's going on in your field and maintain contacts and do networking and things like that. So that would be great, feeling as if you have a voice in the curriculum, in the book selection, the school, the class rosters shoved at you, and then you have books given to you, and that's what you teach. Doesn't matter whether it fits your own teaching style or your own level of expertise.
How do you make the case to a university that job security, better benefits, off-class hours, your input into the curriculum, how do you make the case that all of this will benefit that student?
I think that students really benefit when there is continuity, that they can go to a department and they see that the faculty are there on a regular basis, that there is continuity not just in what is taught, but then when there are sequences of courses, that they are adequately prepared to go into the next one. If you hire just one person to teach one course and then another person teaches the other course that's a sequence to that, there's no coordination there. And I think that is disruptive to the student.
Do you feel you're being exploited in a way that academia seems to be okay with?
Yes. Yeah, of course I do, because I've done everything everybody else has done to be what I am in the university, to stand in front of a student body or a class and teach them to the best of my ability, but I'm not getting any support to maintain that expertise. It's all on me to do that. And I necessarily need to do it because I need to make sure that I'm ready in case there's a full-time position that comes along that I can apply for. Yeah, it's definitely exploitative.
Maybe everyone doesn't know how much support a full-time faculty gets in the university family, community, compared to you.
I'm sure they don't.
What kind of support do you see your colleagues getting that you don't?
Well, they get summers off. They get a salary. They get to know that they're returning in the fall, that they actually have a job. I don't know that. I have 6 months when I don't have anything, unless I rustle up something at another university or what I've been doing, which is editing or some side work that I've done. And I think we just kind of take it the way that it comes at us because that's what the system is. I mean, adjuncts wouldn't exist if there were another model of a university and a situation. I don't know what that is. I'd have to think about how to go about that. But it's definitely taking advantage of an employment pool that is alienated. That's the best word I can think of.
What is that alienated experience like for you?
It means I don't have any real colleagues at the university. I'm not included in a lot of the activities. I just seem to be an afterthought.
It sounds like teaching at the college level is a tough field right now. Why don't you go into the private sector or teach at a different high school level?
Well, first of all, high school means that you have to have certain certification. So I'd have to go back to school to do that. Okay, that's one thing. But by telling me to do that, as other people have suggested, it somehow means that the premise is that the university system is okay the way that it is. And just for me to leave it doesn't solve the problem. Of course, there's somebody right behind me to take my place.
How should we run our universities then?
Well, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say we should do this or do that, but tenured faculty, tenure-track faculty, and I mean, I understand what that system is, and I value it quite a bit. I value the free speech that it brings. But to do that at the expense of people who are doing the exact same job they are, it seems unfair.
At what point do you think it would be time for you to walk away from being an adjunct professor at Seattle U or anywhere?
If I get a full-time job, of course. I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out yet. I enjoy teaching so much that obviously it's been worth it for me to do this kind of thing. And I've done it at other universities, and I've had full-time jobs at other universities. Once I get in my classroom with my students, it's just me and them. And that's where the magic is for me. So all this other stuff that comes along with it is, yes, it's an irritant. And yes, I wish things were otherwise. But what is more magical than being a part of somebody's learning experience? I think next to parenting, teaching has got to be one of the most influential, groundbreaking things that you can do in a person's life. So that's why I teach. I'd like to do it full time, but this is what I have right now.
Nancy Burkhalter is an adjunct professor at Seattle University in the English Language and Culture Bridge program, and she wrote about her experience as an adjunct professor in Crosscut. We're tweeting out the link to her article now. By the way, last week, Seattle University adjuncts voted to unionize. There's a long process that comes now, but the union is expected to be certified sometime next week.